should know, Father, that your coming is very close. Therefore, the way we live, the way we talk, whatever we do, it should show that your time to come take your bride is soon, O Lord. Help us, Lord, to live right. Help us, Lord, to talk right. Help us to dress right. Everything that we do, Father, help us that we do it right. We want to finish right, Lord. It doesn't matter how much we start, but it is the end that is more important. It is the end that is more glorious. That's why we are coming, Father, oh God. Lord Jesus, we raise our hands unto you, Father. We are saying, help us, Almighty Jehovah. This world is so evil, Lord. But Father, Lord, you say, arise and shine, for thy light is come, oh God. This is, Father, the end time, Lord. And we also receive the end time message. And the end time message is ever, Almighty Jehovah, to defeat the enemy. Lord Jesus Christ, your children, Lord God, they are sacrificing, Lord God. Every Wednesday they are here. Every Friday they are here. Every Sunday they are here. Lord, it's not because, Lord, they are more than able to come. But Father, they are sacrificing, oh God. Lord, watch you watch them, Almighty Jehovah. Reward them, Lord, a hundredfold, Father. Lord Jesus, we remember, oh God. Boaz, Lord, instructing the reapers to say no on pebbles. Lord Jesus, we want to thank you. Look at your roots, mighty Jehovah. Throw on pebbles, Almighty Jehovah. That it's not so glorious, Almighty Jehovah. We thank you tonight, Almighty Jehovah. We come, Father, and you speak to our hearts, Lord. We want to thank you, Father, as we surrender every Lord in your hands in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. You may take your seats. What brings you tonight in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ?
I know you are happy to be in the house of the
Lord.
You know,
God is so good. He wants to be worshipped.
And
he gives you that which you can worship him
with. Yes, we
understand things are so difficult.
But you can
also put him on the phone.
You say,
Lord, I want this and this so that I can go and
worship. He will
give
it to you.
I believe that. If you believe it,
can I just stand?
Your God
will
give it to you. Some trust in chariots.
Some
in horses.
Praise
be the name of the Lord.
We
believe in the Lord of Malachi 4.
The one who
is worthy to take the
book
and to lose
his thereof.
Glory be to
God.
There is a reminder for the wedding tomorrow. Between Brother Private Mabau,
Pakatipa, Brother Private Mabau.
Oh yeah, it's Mubau. The way how we pronounce Shona word, it depends.
How are you? Those from Marikaland.
Ah, do not take that. Some from the east. Some from the west.
Where
is that Tiriko?
We are all there.
Brother Pride Mubau, Nasisa Gamchirai, Masunungure.
Brother Pride Mubau, Nazazi Gamchirai, Masunungure.
They are waiting tomorrow at Masimba Gardens. They are inviting you to their wedding. That is tomorrow, the 14th of March.
Mangwana 14 March in Gorerino.
They say starting time is 9 o'clock.
Maruku chatoro tanga na 9.
Pamwe kuitira vachazochata pane remangwana. I think it would be good if we can just put in a realistic time. If we say 9 o'clock, if we can make it 9 English time, but most of the time in their minds, we say 9 o'clock, we don't catch 9 o'clock.
Tinauti tiise nguva chaidzi dzatinokwanisa kushanda nazvovatika. Tinogona kunyora kuti 9 o'clock, asi tikuona kuti kushanda kwedu vanhu vanozosvika kuna 10.
So sometimes somebody might want to do something, say for example between 8 and 9 or 9:30. So he might want to do that thing hoping to say the invitation is saying 9 o'clock.
Sakapani.
Then we don't meet that time.
Dzimwe nguva munhu anenge achakapita ine program pakati pa 8 na 9. Obva ati aiwasi zvinhu chacho wakanzi kutangana 9. Regai ndirege kuita zvinhu zviya. Obva auya pano muchato uya wozotangira 9 wozotangana 10.
Is it a good thing that we observe time? We.
Zvakanaka here kuti tichengetedze nguva.
So people are those that will be waiting next time. If you see you can't make 9 o'clock, just say 10 or 11, and then I think us also we have been invited. If they say 11, let us also not make it 12. If they say 11, let's make it English 11 time.
Ngatiedzei kubata nguva asi kune vachachata pamberi apo kana muchiona kuti hakwanisa kudzibata 9 kungonyorai kuti 10 kana kuti 11 nesuwo tinenge takokwawo ngatiti kana zvanzi 11 tosvikaona 11 idzidzo dzepawachi.
So 9 o'clock tomorrow.
Mangwana 9 o'clock.
So if you forgive them if they don't catch the 9, so normally it's the habit that you say 9 o'clock maybe for 10. So if they don't catch 9 o'clock, please forgive them.
Nguva regerero kana vakasabata 9 o'clock nokuti kazhinji vanhu vanonyora havo kuti 9 vakachengesa ka 1 hour vachiziva kuti vanotangana 10 zvavo.
Haleluya.
Haleluya.
Praise be the name of the Lord.
Sarashe gari kuzwe.
We want to thank the Lord tonight.
Tinotenda Ishe madekwanano.
For giving us yet another service day.
Nekutipa imwe service zvakare.
So that we could come and worship him.
Kuti tiuye kuzovashumira.
Haleluya.
Amen.
Maybe let's just give a clap offering to the Lord.
Ngati ngopa manja kunyasho. Ngati chengetedza zvinhu rese.
We want to say thank you Lord for keeping us.
Tinoda kuti Ishe maita henyu nekutichengeta.
We also want to say thank you for
nakupa kutenda ne
our musicians, though they are few.
Kune varidzi vedu kunyange vari vashoma havo.
Let's give them a clap offering.
Hatinavamberere.
Let's raise our feet as we read our scripture.
Ngatisimukei timire patsoka dzedu tichiverenga gwaro redu.
We continue with our subjects that we had on Wednesday.
Tiri kuenderera mberi nepfungwa yedu yatanga tinayo musi wechitatu.
We are still desperate.
Tichingori takaperera.
So that the Lord will come and give to us that which we are asking for.
Kuti Ishe vave kuzotipa izvo zvatiri kukumbira.
And when Rachel saw that she bare Jacob no children, Rachel envied her sister and said unto Jacob, give me children or else I die.
Zvino Rachel akati achiona kuti haaberekeri Jacob vana, Rachel akagodora mukoma wake akati kuna Jacob, ndipe vana kana usingandipi ndichafa.
And Jacob's anger was kindled against Rachel, and he said, am I in God's stead? Who hath withheld from thee the fruit of the womb?
Ipapo Jacobo akatsamwira Rachel akati, ndiri panzvimbo yaMwari here wakakushayisa chibereko.
Verse 22. And God remembered Rachel, and God hearkened to her and opened her womb.
Zvino Mwari vakarangarirawo Rachel, Mwari akamunzwa akazarura chibereko chake.
And she conceived and bare a son and said, God has taken away my reproach. And she called his name Joseph and said, the Lord shall add to me another son.
Iye akava nemimba akabereka mwanakomana akati Mwari wakabvisa kuzvidzwa kwangu akamutumidza zita rinonzi Josefa achiti Jehovha ngaandiwedzere mumwe mwanakomana. Ndinokumbira hama Kalebhu vati kumukidzire shoko nhasi.
Ishe Mwari makanaka Baba vari nokutenda ishe nemwe mukana wakaita zvakare kuti kwanise kuuya mukati nemba yenyu ishe hatina kuya pano kuzoonana kunyange zviri zvinhu zvakanaka kunyange zviri zvinhu zvinoyemurika kuti tionane naye asi ishe tauya pano kuzoona tenzi Jesu Kristu watinoti kana taona upenyu hwedu hunoshanduka anoti kana ataura nesu baba mafambiro edu anoshanduka mwari taishuwa sei muuye ishe muburuke mutsvene mugoshandura upenyu hwedu mwari pakupedzisira mwari tichazopa mbiri yose nekutenda kwamuri tichazoti zvinge zvakanaka kunge tiri muimba yamwari torai ishe mufudzi wedu muonese parutivi mugotaura baba kuburikidza nemuromo wavo ishe mutsvene muwashandise nenzira inoshamisa baba wangu ishe wana venyu takagadzira baba kubva kwamuri tozova kuti hamutisii takadaro baba tasiya mapurogiramu atingadai tiri kuita pari zvino vamwe vane mahomework chaiwo baba nemadeadline aripo asati aitwa vamwe vane mabasa akavamirira kuti vaite kumba asi mwari wasiya zvese izvozvo kuti wauye kuzoona ini tenzi Jesu Kristu baba hamungavasiyiwa chienda vakadaro uyai mwari mugovabatsira ishe mugovaropafadza mugovapa zvishuwo zvemwoyo tinokomekedza zvese mumaoko enyu nekutenda nemuzita rinokosha ratenzi Jesu Kristu amen.
Bless you. May I take your seat?
Guys, in the past.
We announced on Wednesday we have a visitor on Sunday. Yes, the visitor is arrived. So we have him on Sunday. So we pray that the Lord will come and speak to our hearts on Sunday through the visitor. So we continue with the text desperation. So we continue with the text desperation.
I know
the projector people, they prefer it being called desperation brings results.
No,
I've given them both titles in the last service. So I then realized they prefer desperation brings results. So it's the same, it takes a desperation, and desperation brings results, it's one and the same thing. So last time we said desperation, it is a state of despair. And Brother Mufira can interpret it, they want to thank the Lord so much. So we also say it takes also the state of emergency. We also called it a business unusual. So today we just continue with that. So we saw Rachel, she realized that yes, though she was loved of her husband, but she needed her children. That's why she came to the husband and said, you better give me children,
because
else I die. Now, sometimes we don't get things from the Lord because we are not desperate enough. No, it's almost like just sometimes parents also do the same. When your children they come, they ask something from you, you also want to check if the child is really serious or you just want to get it so that he can play with it. He comes once, he asks sometimes himself, no. Second time he comes, say no again.
Kechipiri muti kwete.
If you then see, hey, the child is resolute, then you say, okay, I will give my child that which he or she wants.
Mukawana tafunga moyo muti ari kechipa mwana wangu zinzo ari kuya.
So that's also the same thing with God as well. He wants children that are resolute or who gets to be desperate. The prophet said in the message Desperations,
paragraph 67,
he says, I believe the reason we don't have a desperation is because it's lack of love. God, the love of God. I think that the love of God causes desperation. If God is in you, the token inside of you, and you see the conditions of times, and people waiting in sin and the way they are, it will throw you into desperation. I believe it will. So you see people waiting in sin, the prophet saying,
but
yourself also going into sin, it should throw you into desperation. To say, Lord, I don't want this kind of living. I want to live right for you. Especially as we realize that each day that passes by, it signals the soon coming of the Lord. So it means the amount of desperation should also increase as each day draws close. You see, the devil is fighting. We should also fight the
moon.
Because he has a target to achieve. The devil, he knows. For sure, he is going to hell. So he will also try to mobilize people who can join up with him then. But it is time for us to be desperate now, so that we go and meet our Maker. Paragraph 85, the prophet says, there may be men and women sitting here tonight.
As
death lays right before you, and the only way you ever be able to achieve the thing that you want in is to desperately come. I must have it tonight. I get it now or I'm finished. Tomorrow is too late. I must have it now. This is what is called desperation. You are not looking for it for tomorrow. Whatever you want it today or you want it now. If it is the Holy Ghost, you cannot wait for tomorrow. You want to receive the Holy Ghost now. When you pray for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the token, don't say, well, now I'll go up and try. Lord, I'm a little tired. Oh, mercy, stay in your seat. Don't even make an attempt. Or if you come and say, I'll pass through the prayer line, put all on my head, I'll see if it will make me good. The prophet said it might as well set where you are at. Until you get to that place, until the whole church gets to a place that is between death and life, you've got to have it now or perish. Then God will move on the sea. It takes desperation to bring God on the sea. we are saying tonight, we have to be desperate if we want God to come down. The prophet says in the message, God's way that's been made for us.
132,
he says,
132,
I'm a sinner, brother Branham.
Even
now, whatever you ask God, God will do it. Have mercy on me, a sinner, and he will do it. Praise be the name of the Lord. So, yes, you tell him, you say, Lord, be merciful to me. And if you tell him, he is just enough. He will come and will forgive you. Let's read 2 Chronicles chapter 6, 24. Yes, the Bible says, now that's, and if thy people Israel be put to the worst before the enemy, because they have sinned against thee, and shall return and confess their name, and pray, and make supplication before thee in thy house, then hear thou from heaven, and forgive the sin of thy people Israel, and bring them again unto the land which thou gavest unto them, to their fathers.
Kana vadzokerazve kwamuri vakatenda zita renyu vakanyengetera pamuri nokukumbira muimba ino, inzwaiweiko kudenga, mukanganire zvivi zvavanhu venyu vaIsraeri, muvadzorerezve kunyika yamakavapa iyo namadzibaba avo.
You go to cry before the Lord.
Unofanira kuchema pamberi pasi.
Say, Lord, forgive me.
Kuti ishe ndiregerere.
I sinned against you.
Ndakakutadzirai.
Hear me, my cry, Lord.
Inzwai kuchema pangu ishe.
If you make such supplication, even as much as this prayer was made by King Solomon, God will hear from heaven. And he will forgive your sins. And then he will then give you in as much as you are asking
of him.
Remember even the part of
Jonah,
when he was sent by God to go to Nineveh, God had told him to say, go, I want to destroy that city. But because the people got desperate, they said, Lord, be merciful to us. When they got desperate, God changed his mind. Instead of destroying the city, he forgave them. Maybe let's just read
Jonah chapter 3,
verse 4. Yes. And Jonah began to enter into the city, day's journey, and he cried and said, yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown.
Jonah akatanga kupinda muguta achifamba rwezuva rimwe akadana achiti, kwasara mazuva makumi mana ipapo Nineveh ichaparadzwa.
So the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth from the greatest of them even to the least of them.
Vanhu veNineveh vakatenda Mwari vakatora nguo yokuzvima nokudya vakafuka masaga kubva pavakuru.
For the word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he rose from his throne, and he laid his robe from him, and he covered him with sackcloth, and set him ashes. Look at that. Desperation doesn't care who you are. From the greatest to the least. Even you saw here that king was even leading the team. He is even causing them to say, you are going to fast. So everybody, from the pastor to the janitor, everybody. If we are going to call for a fast, If we are saying, Lord, forgive us, it is from the pastor to everybody. If God heard the cry of the king, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If a different tabernacle we try before the Lord, if he heard the people of Nineveh, I believe God can also hear our cry. And he will give to us as much as we are requesting. Remember, God had told Jonah to say, this thing is going to be destroyed. But what changed God's mind? People got desperate. They prayed before the Lord. They made supplication. So, brother and sister, it doesn't matter what we have done. As long as you get to be desperate and ask God, say, Lord, be merciful to me. God is gracious in heaven. He will hear and he will forgive. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published through Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, let neither men nor beasts, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed. No, drink water.
Akarayira akaparidza kuNinivha yose chirevo chamambo nechavakuru vake achiti vanhu kana zvipfuwo kana mombe kana makwai ngazvirege kutongurayira chinhu ngazvirege kufura kana kunwa mvura. Hei, mazviona?
Even animals.
Kunyange nemhuka.
That is the commandment of the king.
Uyu murayiro wamambo.
And look at the people.
Tarisai vanhu.
They rallied behind the king. They were together in unity. A unified Nineveh prayed before the Lord. It didn't matter that they committed sin. These people, they were very violent, they were so evil. Until Jonah, he did not even want to go to preach to them. But it didn't matter how many sins they had committed. When they were so, when they approached the Lord and they were desperate, God had them and he forgave them. But let men and beasts be covered in sackcloth and cry mightily unto God. Yea, let them turn everyone from his evil work and from the violence that is in their hands.
As far as the strong,
now, this is the king who is telling his subjects. He knew what sort of people he was leading. So he is telling them, I know you violent people, full of sin, but I'm telling you, stop doing this, turn away from your anger, turn away from your evil ways. Who can tell if God will turn and repent and turn away from his fierce anger that we perish not? And God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way, and God repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them, and he did it not. So, brother and sister, he is still on the throne. When he is on the throne, if you ask for mercy, you will get mercy. While he is still the throne of mercy, let approach that throne. Time will come, brother and sister, when it will be changed from being a throne of mercy to being a throne of judgment. Now you won't be able to get mercy there. But while mercy is still open, brother, let's jump in. Praise
Jesus,
the name of the Lord. The prophet says, in the message, as the eagle said, we're going to read them on paragraph 40. Oh, look, here, there is promise out yonder of divine healing. There is a promise of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Before you ever get the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you may have to cut through the Methodists, the Baptists, etc., etc. So, before you get the Holy Ghost, you have to cut through a lot of things. If it is sin, you have to cut through. Even lying, you have to cut through. Talking bad things about other brothers or other people, you have to cut through. That is before you get the promise of the Holy Spirit. That is what the prophet is saying. You have to cut these things off because they become a barrier for you to receive the Holy Ghost. That's why we are saying, the prophet says, you have to cut through. So you've got to be desperate. Yes, it's not easy. Cut through your lying. Maybe you are so used to lying. Because sometimes people, where there is no need even to lie, someone will just lie. It is just a habit. But the prophet is saying, before the promise of the Holy Ghost, you have to cut through that. Desperately tonight, you know your ways. You know what's troubling you. But be desperate enough tonight. Say, I want to cut through those. Because I want the promise of the Holy Ghost. You have to fight, brother and sister. Look, I'll give it to you. The land is over there. But before you get there, you've got to fight. That's the matter with the people today. They are afraid to stand and fight. But tonight we want to be resolute. We want to be desperate. We want to fight and get our God-given right. We are soldiers, brother. I must fight if I should reign. Increase my courage, Lord. Must I be carried to heaven on a flower bed of ease while others fight even to win the prize? And sail through blood seas. No, I must fight if I must reign. We must fight. Yes, brother and sister. Victory is certain. It was promised. And 2,000 years ago, when he went on the cross of Calvary, he gave you the victory. So you know, brother and sister, you are going into a battle where you know there is only one way. You are going to win in the fight. So why are you afraid of fighting? Praise be the name of the Lord. 107, as the eagle seraph. A man one time was trying to see God. And every time he would say, I'm saved, the devil say, no, you are not. I'm sure a lot of people, we are familiar with this.
The
devil will be fighting, resisting you. But one day he dropped down a stake. He said, Satan, from this point, I'll point to this stage. This is the place where I meet God's requirements right here. You drive your stage down right beside your seat this afternoon. And then Satan, right here is where every doubt is going to lay. And I'm going to fly away with him this afternoon. I'm going to accept exactly what he told me I will do. And if you will believe it, praise be the name of the Lord. We want to mean business, but brother and sister, before the Lord, when we're talking about desperation, to whom would we go? The prophet says, verse 11, when you get meaning business with God, God will mean business with you. So if it is up to you, brother and sister, if you want God to mean serious business with you, it starts with you. It starts with you, sister. It starts with you, brother. God is already ready to have serious business with you. He's merely waiting for you. Accepting God's provided way at the end time, the prophet says in 177, that's God's idea to recommend to his children. You know, God's recommendation. You know, if it's a recommendation from the Lord, just do it, you know, it's always right. As human beings, sometimes we also give our recommendations to people. Some recommendations, they come right. Some, they don't come right. But God's recommendation, you are guaranteed, it will always come right. So listen to God's recommendation. To give children his provided way. Cry for what you are need, you have need of. He wants you to cry out. When Peter started out talking about Peter about walking in the water, he thought he was getting along all right. See how big I'm doing. He started sinking. He didn't say, well, I guess I failed. Or down to the bottom, a few bubbles come up, and that he was on it. See, no. He cried out, Lord, save me. And eternal hands reached down and picked him up while he cried out. So when we are talking of desperation, brother and sister, we are telling you, cry out to the Lord. When you need God's help, say it out, cry it out to him. The prophet says, God's provided way for this day. Paragraph 51, he says, God recommends this for his children. Another recommendation again. God recommends this for his believing children. Indeed, no intellectual speeches, not some great theology or theology to teach. He wants you to cry for your needs. Is that right? Cry out for it. You are too stiff and starchy. You will never get it. If you are ready to lift yourself up a little and cry, God will give it to you. He likes to hear his children cry. So God is happy when you cry out to him. Cry your needs to God. God wants it. That's his provided way. Cry out for it. That's the way the baby is crying. That's the way he wants you to cry. Cry how long? How long does the baby cry? Until he gets satisfied. Hallelujah. So that's exactly what God wants you to do. Brother and sister, if you pray for something, if you ask for something for the Lord and you don't get it, don't give up. You know, desperation doesn't give up too quick. It's like that faith which knows no as an answer. Yes, that happens when you get to be desperate. Oh, brother and sister, it is possible. If you want something from the Lord and you get to be desperate, God will come down. He will vindicate himself until he gets satisfied. And that's the way believing Christians should do. If you see that God made a promise, don't give it up. Cry till it answers. Cry till you see God vindicate his word. That's what we want, brother and sister. Hold on to God's promise. When God vindicates his word and puts it here, then you don't have to cry no more. You then walk away and thank him for it. So after desperation, it's thanksgiving time. So brother and sister, when you get to be desperate, you know for sure after that, you have to bring thanksgiving to the Lord. Until you do that, scream out till you get it. I like that persistent holding on. It reminds me of Jacob. When he wrestled with the angel, the angel was conversing with him to say, let me go. But because he was desperate, there is only one option. If you want me to let you go, you have to bless me first. But if you don't bless me, I will not let you go. That's a desperate person. Even with you, my sister, tonight, you can tell your God to say, tonight, I will not let you go until you have done and given me in as much as I have prepared for you. And if God, through his angel, if he blessed Jacob, I know he is the same yesterday. Today, so he can also give to you. You can even quote to say, Lord, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. If you did it for Jacob, who is Jacob? He was a trickster. Brother, when he was doing this, he had so many animals. to follow him.
Which
he had taken from Laban through
Jesus.
But because he got desperate, brother and sister, desperation doesn't know what you have done, what you have not done. God is not saying, you Jacob, what is this that you are driving? He did not ask him that. The issue was, a desperate Jacob. He wanted a name change. He wanted a nature change. If you want a name change, brother and sister, if you want a nature change, brother and sister, it is time that you get to be desperate. Or if you want the Holy Ghost, oh, be desperate tonight. Say, Lord, yes, I am a sinner. But I also realize, if I go to be desperate, you will come and vindicate to me. Our brother and sister, he is the angel of the Lord. Bless Jacob there and then. He brought a name change. Praise be the name of the Lord. If you are not happy with your nature, tonight, if you are resolute, God can change your nature. God can change you, brother and sister. Because he changed for Jacob, he can change it for you, brother. You are the Holy Ghost. Brother, it is necessary. It is compulsory. It is a must. That means it is the Holy Ghost. If it is necessary, if this is a must, we got to be desperate. We got to approach God and say, Lord, I want the Holy Ghost. I will not let you go. I see you baptized with the Holy Ghost. Last time we spoke, brother and sister, about Buddy Robinson. He realized he didn't like his nature. Today, as a preacher, preaching justification, how can I be known to be biting even asses or donkeys? So he then got desperate. He said, Lord, you've got to come and baptize me with the Holy Ghost. He said, like Rachel. Rachel said, if you don't give me children, I will die. Robinson said, if you don't give me the Holy Ghost, I will also die. Challenge the Lord tonight. Challenge the Lord tonight. Come and say, Lord, I need the Holy Ghost. I am sick and tired of living under my privileges. I live a sinful life. I'm sick and tired of that. I want to live a righteous life. The Bible says, be ye holy, for I am holy. This is a scripture. You do not write any scripture. If God said, be ye holy, we can just claim that scripture, take it and say, Lord, I want to be holy. It is possible, brother and sister. The Holy Ghost will come on you and will make you holy. And you live a righteous life. Satan is a loser, brother and sister. Yes, we believe it. Remind me, Brother Branham went fishing with Brother Evans. While they were fishing, they got a big bite. But before he was got beaten, so he caught a bite of a fish when he was pulling it out. And then Brother Evans got a snake bite. Now the prophet says it was such a poisonous venom. And he was expecting him to die. the prophet was so desperate. Maybe let's read it, what the prophet says. Oh yes, Brother Ivan said in there, God, his feet are wet. Maybe we can just go down and take some also, yes, he got the snake bite. On that night, the prophet says, I never had such a look on a face or had such a
collar.
Go out there and holding his hands like that and gritting his teeth. Looked and there was just a little about that far, a part where the snake's fangs had hit right in his leg. Now, you are the sickest person in the world in just a few minutes, so he's talking about when you get such a snake bite. So you better get So you better get to aid or somewhere, cause you will die. So that's the prophet, he's just explaining the severity of the issue at hand. And that venom is really poison on a ground rattler. Well, he's a big man, so he's talking about Brother Evans. He wanted to carry him, so he said he was a big man. The prophet was a small one to carry him 2 miles. And so he was also watching alligators everywhere. And then he was talking about him not being so brave enough. And then he said, what can I do? And just then something seemed to speak to me. I seen the scripture of the Lord, and shall tread upon the heads of scorpions, the heads of serpents, and nothing shall harm them. Then I thought of his brother. He's not a believer, he isn't a Christian, but this man is a Christian. So he was just gripping and holding his head, leg. Now I like
43.
I laid hands upon him. I said, Heavenly Father, we are in a state of emergency. He is crying out. We are in a state of emergency. That's a desperate prayer. To take my brother and besides he's so sick. Sometimes I like this kind of a prayer. You are telling God to say, yes, I'm in a state of emergency. I can't carry my brother. Even if I can carry him, he is so sick. I cannot get him on time. I don't even know whether I'll get him aid on time or not. But it is written. Hallelujah! What a desperate cry. Nothing shall harm him. And this is a believer. Look at a prayer of desperation. We are in a state of emergency. I want to believe angels were commanded to say, God, there is a state of emergency out there. Oh, brother and sister, tonight, you can also declare a state of emergency. What happened when the prophet made a prayer of desperation? And I noticed he quit suffering or making noise. And when I quit praying, he was standing looking at me, laughing. Glory be to God. This is our God. A prayer a prayer was made in desperation. From crying, Brother Ivan is laughing. Because of a desperate prayer. Are you crying tonight? You can laugh, my brother. If you make such a desperate prayer,
you can make your desperate cry. If you hear,
the name of the Lord.
Praise
the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brother, stand up and come lead us in prayer. I don't even fear anything, brother. Don't fear for God. Don't fear for me. Don't fear for God. God is here. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Thank you.
We need a fellowship with you, dear God. Tirimula ukama sakari nini. Kanapone ukama nini, Jehovah. Shomu ya sile kare wikika, Baba. Kanapone ukama nini, Baba. Isema iso ukama sima, Baba. Neta wakubo sile kare kufamba. Mapoko nini kare kuona. Neu sile kato masakari ukama nini, Baba. Tibe tse intense. Maikiso kumbe.